Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. I mean all of us. Our 50 states, our district, Columbia, territories, Americans abroad. Every American. Even our Native Americans. Our world. Hello, everyone. And hello, Tink. I am Curtis Clinton. Yes, I am vying for our presidency. Because I'm a better Clinton, and I'm better than Trump. Trump has been saying a number of things and has been catching attention. He's a celebrity. He's been on TV. He has a name. He has wealth. He has contacts. I have none of these. Yet I've been saying some very good things for 9+ years. Why can't you listen to me? I'm not a braggart. I'm not a blowhard. I don't ridicule handicapped people. I once got fired, terminating the employment of someone who was not as many of us at work. And I stood up for a handicapped person who was also being terminated, and that was by a government official. I understand you don't understand me, you don't see me, you don't know me, and so I don't matter. The things that I say matter, and therefore I matter. I say things more material than the candidates speak of. And so I wish you well in your decision-making, but I dread the day when Election Day comes along and I haven't been on TV, I haven't been part of the debates. Yeah, I should be in the debates. At least I will pose the questions that need to be answered. How money is dispensed so easily by Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to individuals? How buy to play seems to be a pastime with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton just today. It was reported. Donald Trump gave $25,000 to a attorney general who was considering prosecuting Donald Trump's case on his Trump Academy. Let's find out about his Trump Academy. What's the truth about it? Forget about innuendos. Forget about I will win in court, says Donald Trump. Let's find out about it. Let's find out about the Clinton Fund. Watching television the other day, I caught a piece of something on Hillary Clinton. It was the business thereof or something. There was one on Donald Trump. My wife recorded. There was one on Hillary yesterday. My wife recorded. And during that, prior to its recording, when I was just listening to it on TV, it mentioned that Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, as governor of Arkansas, was taken out of office after 2 years. When did Whitewater occur? In those 2 years? That's quick, handy work. America, look. You got to believe in what I'm saying. You got to trust that it is time for one of us, a non-politician, to take office. If you're watching The Last Ship, there's one man leading the Nathan James, Captain Chandler, and he's going up against politicians or people that have taken power. Look at the power that we don't have. Look at the power that some people have. Hillary Clinton can't be indicted. President Clinton can't be impeached. Donald Trump can't be sued in court. It seems awfully funny, and it seems sad, and it's true. You got to change that. Just in August alone, Hillary takes in $100 million. What is this? Political monopoly by the presidency with $243 million by Hillary Clinton? America, I don't know what your love affair with Hillary Clinton is. It's not worth it. You need to break up with Hillary Clinton. and you need to discharge Donald Trump from the nominee of the Republican Party. He's on the ballot, but you need to discharge him from any chance of being president. It was mentioned that the Green Party has 7% of the vote, and Mrs. Stein has 2% of the vote. I've got no percent of the vote, and I am better than all four. And you don't know it. I know it. You don't know it because I'm not on big time radio. I'm not on television. I'm not being interviewed. I'm not in the newspapers. A very good person for the White House can't get in front of the nation. I want us to be a good country of citizens. I want us to be a good nation. I want us to do good, both home and abroad. I don't want us to take our military and send it all over the world. You know, you're safe in your own home, at least up till now. When we send our men and women overseas, they have to adapt to their location. They have to set up a safe home, a safe base. And that may not be possible when there are too many more aggressors out there coming from all different directions. We can't have that kind of military stance, posture, position, foothold. In Vietnam, we got our asses kicked in. In Korea, we got our asses kicked in. Away from securing Iraq. President Bush Sr. walked away from correcting Iraq. He made an agreement. Well, we'll just cordon off Saddam Hussein. That wasn't the right thing to do. The right thing was to remove him from office, but not before having a template government ready. Nobody knows of a template government. Why not? Am I the only idiot around here that knows what a template government is? A template government is when countries, the best country, democratic, the most people-oriented, the most humane country, offer a template, a form, a way of having that country rule itself, by positioning people who can rule into positions and see how they perform. It's like home study. It's like tutoring. Before you go in and dismantle a country, you have to know who is in the country. Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? Who are the good women? Who are the bad women? Men and women alike. And then you look for some common thread that all the people care about. And you find people who will lead along that common thread. Just like, you know, drops of rice or drops of cookies, like Hansel and Gretel, like whatever. You want a road to follow. And if a country wants to be ruled by a king, then you develop a kingdom with a good king in there. And you have the people recommend a good king, or who among them would be a good king or a good leader. You dispatch the enemy's army. You take away their leadership and their secondary leadership and their tertiary leadership. And you look at what is left to see if this army will come back against and haunt you. The template government, it seems so simple to me. Our United Nations is not doing the job that it was intended to do. It's just a big frat house, a big Facebook. I want a union of nations. Wilson, President Wilson had an idea. I don't know how far he wanted to go with that idea, but I know what I want in an idea of a League of Nations, just like a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Women, People. Nations in a position to bring about a course of living that safeguards everyone, that respects everyone, that respects our planet. My daughter is not rich. Both of my daughters are not rich. Chelsea Clinton, rich. Donald Trump's children, rich. My children, not rich. So my daughter texted, one of my daughters texted, I sold a T-64 or 54 for $50 and I'm joining a medical questionnaire group for $100. That's how I make my money. She also works to care for a special needs child. You could say nanny, you could say social worker, because she's taking occupational therapy, a master's in that. And she was employed or is employed by social services, a Medicare, Medicaid, I'm not sure which, to provide this family who has a special needs child who bites and does other things. My daughter was interviewed and has cared for this young person for about a year and change. And with the lack of funding and with my daughter's classes, she gets to work 2 to 3 times a week at $9 an hour. Not the $600,000 reputed salary of Chelsea Clinton. Not the hundreds of thousands of dollars that Donald Trump's children make. What's wrong with you? Why put rich people in the White House? Darn it, they've got power and influence already. Now you want to give them the power of the presidency? Maybe you should watch The Last Ship. Maybe you should see what power corrupts and how power corrupts and who the corruptible or who changes things. Donald Trump contributed $100,000 to the Clinton Fund to get access. Donald Trump, a judge, an attorney general from Florida, asks Trump for a campaign contribution. And Donald Trump says, fine. Even though this attorney general is faced with the decision, do I bring suit against Donald Trump or not? Instead, she fines him for $2,500. $25,000 gets you a fine of $2,500 if you're Donald Trump. Oh, all his advocates and avatars and surrogates, along with Trump, say, oh, that's not what I did. I give out money to everybody. Yeah. He's been greasing the skids for how many years? Why is there such an organized group behind him? And people are afraid to say anything about him. Not everybody, some. I. Maybe you. Look, it's not that I want the presidency because I will be president. Even today on a telephone call, I said, oh, you don't have to call me president if I make it to the White House. No, I don't want to be called president. I just want to do everything that has to get done. A worker bee, not a king bee. Like Ender in Ender's Game, he takes his team and he puts them in position, conquer an enemy, and then he feels something for the enemy saying they're not an enemy anymore. Who are our enemies? What countries are doing underhanded things against us? These are our enemies. But it may also be a financial, technological advantage that these countries want. Not world domination, political domination, but just sufficient influence to be able to say, we control the markets. We control trade in our region of the world. You want free trade? How do you assure it? Questions you've got to answer. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have no answer for free trade, good trade, responsible trade. Who made these trade agreements in the first place? You know, technology, automation, is going to erase so many jobs among us. So we need now to find jobs that we as a society, 320 million people, I thought it was 330 million, I'm hearing it's 319 or 320, maybe it's 321 million. How do we support a population of 321 million people? And the world has what? We're up to 4 billion now, minus our 330? But they have 3.7 billion out there? Our planet may be able to support us, but we have to condition our planet. We have to take care of our planet. We have to nurse and nourish our planet, not just keep taking. You thought wind turbines were good. Not when they interfere with the migratory flight of birds or the migration of Malibu, bison, whatever, wild horses. Look at countries where the animal population is being desecrated, decimated. Isn't that genocide for animals? What do we call it? It's murder. We have murder in the streets. We have murder in the plains. The pipeline. Did you know that people are fighting the pipeline? One design of the pipeline comes within 100 feet. Or was it 100 yards and then it turns a right angle and comes within the front yard of a person's home? What kind of nonsense is this? You can't make a straight pipeline. You know the pressure that's going to be involved to move this crap along? Build a refinery in the north part of our country. Don't rip our country. Don't do surgery to our country. You want convenience? Forget about the convenience if it means desecrating our land, putting people out of their homes, concocting a stupid jigsaw Keystone pipeline. It goes straight, then it goes left, then it bends right, then it goes up, then it goes down. My voice will be silenced, and my good deeds will be handcuffed if I don't make the presidency. My tone of voice may change because I won't have to say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you supporting Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? These crooks, these canards. What did Hillary Clinton accomplish as a senator? What did she accomplish as a Secretary of State director? What did she accomplish? By the way, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are very handsome individuals. They've got very fine looks. They beat me in that category. They beat me in the money category. They beat me in the influence category. They beat me in the political ties category. They beat me in almost every category but what I want to do for our country. What I can do, what is possible to do. Every candidate, but the candidates, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, the Green Party, and Mrs. Stein, they only want to do a part of what we need. They're like playwrights, but only act one. Well, don't you see act two and act three? There's no intermission in what I want to do. We go straight for it. You're going to see these newspaper articles or on TV, oh, we're going to donate $20 million over the next 10 years. When are you going to do? When are you going to contribute? When are you going to put to use these $20 million? How much in the first year, second, third, fourth, fifth? You know, a lot of the budget crap that gets put out by Congress puts out the expenses years away when they may not be in office. The effects of the Affordable Health Care Act are being felt now. I don't know who the deal makers in Washington are. They're very smart. They make money for themselves, take money from us. I don't take money from you. The other day I was buying something, and I thought I heard the person say $5, and I said, no, that's too little. It should be $11. Well, I knew it had to be 11, but I said 11. I said, that's good. Several times I've told store clerks, you're not charging me enough. That's not the price. You forgot to charge me something because I don't want to steal or get ahead by that. So the guy who was the CEO of a pharmaceutical company, I can't name it. I can't pronounce it. I don't even know what the pronunciation of his name is. There's a lot of consonants in his name. He was the one that raised this medicine from $13 to $600, $700. We should have public scrutiny. Individuals who do crappy things. Oh, by the way, on my blog today, I talked about two police officers who in 2006 beat up a person, a man, coming into a Taco Bell to get tacos. But the problem was these four men, two police officers or maybe three and a friend, well, they had parked their car in such a way that this person couldn't park his car. So he came in and he said the bad words, hey, who are the ass idiots that park their car like that? Why don't you just go fix it? Well, an argument ensued. At least, not so much an argument, but this table of four guys, one guy answered back, this guy answered, next thing you know, a gun was pulled on this individual. And then more guns were pulled on this individual. And then he was beaten up. Police officers testified that this man was a danger to them. These are police officers with guns. This man had no gun on him. How could he present a danger? These officers lied. They were fired. They got their job back. I said in my blog today that if I were president, if I had an attorney general that had guts, I would have these officers fired and take back all their pension, all their back salary. Maybe if they had 20 years in, you know, maybe they deserve one third of a pension. Maybe not. But their back pay is going to be taken away. And these other two people that weren't punished, they'll be punished. And the officers will face jail time. We need public scrutiny of the most calculating, despicable actions by people. We read in the papers, all these celebrities, or some celebrities having these lavish parties, garish parties. What's with this? These celebrities? They're regular people. We put them on a pedestal so they could sing. Big deal. We can't. They make enough money, but then they got to flaunt their money. This football player that stepped on the crotch of this, I believe, Alabama player, suspended half a game. No. We should have somebody, I, the president, will call this universe and say, this person is banned from playing football for the next six games until he can communicate with me what he did, what he's going to do about making amends. But in the meantime, he's definitely suspended for three games. And this other person who gave a forearm to another player was suspended one non-conference game. Really? No, you don't do this. Do you see the anger, the violence in us? You know, there is time to put up a forearm. That game was not the time. Time to step on something. But that football game in Arizona, Alabama player, was not the time or the place. We have a spider running around our bed. Fine. Just don't get crushed when we sit down on the bed. He crawled on me a few weeks ago. He was in a very dangerous situation, or he was in a dangerous position. location. And I tried to help move him along. Yesterday, I was in, 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago, I was in the yard, sitting on the ground, waiting for wildlife to come, and a big bug crawled on my hand, crawled off it. What am I trying to say? You don't have to step on insects or whatever. Yeah, mosquitoes, let me tell you, that, no. There are insects that we need to exterminate or safeguard, make them non-disease carrying. But we have other diseases, not only diseases of cancer and diabetes and ALS, but we have diseases of the brain, of the mind, of the character, of the person. You got to get rid of these. Can I speak to these? America, I'm vying for the presidency. It would be nice to get 120 million write-in ballots so the world knows that our country is all in together with this Curtis Clinton. And Congress will know that. And no more fooling around. We got a sheriff in the White House. We got a marshal in the White House. And Congress could turn around and do so many good things, knowing that they don't have to kowtow to a politician of the other party who is president, and they don't have to kowtow to a cabinet. This one person, President Curtis Clinton, I put together a cabinet and a congressional agenda. I will look at all the wishes of Congress and I will fast track the good ones because they need to be fast tracked. The other ones, I'm not going to have them linger, but the good ones get fast tracked and things that have to get done for our country get fast-tracked. Like I said, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump talk about putting 30 million, 20, 30 million people to work. That ain't going to happen. We don't have 20 or 30 million jobs vacant. And you believe they're garbage, they're bullcrap. I tell you the truth. We might be able to put 8 million to work. And then we have graduates. I'll figure it out. I may impress you. Please, America, see me on TV. Get me on television. Get me in those debates. Let me prove to you. Let me show you that I'm better than Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and all the other politicians that are out there. Politics is not politics. Politics today is scumbag. You don't like the word? Politics today is scummy, detestable, disgusting, money. Everybody be well. Oh, by the way, don't use your index finger. Don't overwork your index finger. Use other fingers. You know, learn to eat with your other hand. Learn to write with your other hand because you don't want to get ulcers of a finger. I know of a person who had ulcers on their fingers. You be well. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. Welcome back from Labor Day. Please, get to work, put me into the room. Good day.